Morning, 6:20 a.m. on Saturday, July the 23rd, 2016. Yeah, 6:20, I'm out again. I got out early. I know it's Saturday. I got up at 5, I came out at 6. I'll be home by 7. I'll get something to eat. I don't know what. I'll try to get some words in by 9. I want to go to the farmer's market today if possible. I do have to make a grocery run at some point. If I can do both of those things early, I'll leave most of the day uninterrupted. And will give me some interesting things to nosh on while I work today. So another 5K day yesterday, 2 in a row. Shooting for 3 today. Story's doing well, 86,000 words. And the story is doing well, which is the most important part. And the pacing, I'm actually not really. I just want to get to the end. I want to find the ending so I know what I need to do to fix a story. Going back through it over the last week has really refreshed a lot of the details in my mind. I've taken out a lot of extraneous details I still have. I left a note to myself in there because the timeline on the ship is foggy. I'm having a hard time keeping the timeline straight. How old is the ship? How long has it been making these runs? It's a barbell, but it's not the Chernyakhova. I don't know that we'll see the Chernyakhova before it goes back. Oh, nose. But I need to get out, I need to get the walk out of the way. My eyes hurt this morning. Good morning. Scotty. So yeah, the book is long enough. I just need to find the end now and then go back through and beef up the missing pieces. It's reading more like a Nathan Lowell story. It's reading fine. Italia is doing well. Michael Elliott's suggestion to let Natalia tell her own story. So is my trying to get in the way of it is really good advice. So yeah, we're working along. I logged into EVE Online long enough to refuel my towers. I logged into the Tekkit server long enough to pick the pearls and kick a couple manual processes off to relieve a little bit of the inventory load. It's just sitting there grinding away, collecting resources. I took a little break from riding yesterday and made upgraded armor for my power suit. It's Hiroshima this morning. 60-ish. Mostly cloudy. It's beginning to burn off a little bit. Off to the south, it's almost clear now. Off to the north, there's still a lot of heavy dark cloud layer. Took a bonus picture this morning. I've been wanting to try to capture the feel of summer with the seeds, the grass seeds all set up and the heads heavy with seed. And I've been watching the seed head. This is really close to where I take my morning picture. And grass is really long, so it made it easy for me to get down, literally get down in the weeds and take a picture of the sun shining through a hole in the dark cloud deck. I don't like it. Yesterday's bonus picture was pretty good too. I like that. I couldn't really see what it looked like until I got home and got it on the big screen with the luminous sky and the dark ground, and it was, I don't like it. It was pretty cool. There's a lot of layering in the clouds off to the south, off to the east now. There's a low dark layer. The sun is shining up past it into a higher, very white layer of clouds. That probably is white because the sun is shining on it. But anyway, it's pretty. I can't see it very well now because of the trees, but we'll be going around the corner here in a minute. So the story's doing well. I gotta get the story out. I gotta get the story done. I gotta get. And here comes a car to the busiest intersection in town. I'm gonna be across before he gets here. Just me. I'm pushing this morning a little bit because I really want to get home, get something to eat, get a fresh cup of coffee. I had a cup this morning, but it was leftover from yesterday. I made a second pot in the afternoon, then only drank like two cups of it. I hate throwing it away, but I really like having a coffee yesterday, so I'm not going to quibble too much. If I make a second pot today, I'll only make a half a pot. I have to stop eating. I've been eating, as my wife put it yesterday, quite indelicately, I've been eating like a horse. I have. I've been eating like a horse. I've been eating like a bird. 4 or 5 times my body weight every day. No, not really, because my body weight is way more than I could eat every day. But yeah, I've been having a lot of small meals over the course of the day. Too many sweets, too much cookie, too much ice cream, too many carbs, basically too many carbs. I've just been, too many carbs. I'm an excellent driver, too many carbs. Saw a jogger going the other way in the early part of the trip this morning, and she was struggling. God, She has like a couple of tank tops, you know, with spaghetti sleeves and the spaghetti straps on them, and she was soaked. She was soaked. It looked like she'd run through a sprinkler. And of course it wasn't. It was just from running and soaking through her shirt. And I thought, wow, she's really working hard. And here I am about a mile later, and I'm thinking, oh, the humidity is, it's nice and cool. It's nice, 60-ish, 62, 64, something like that. The humidity is something else altogether. Post. This is the point in the walk where I walk along and I'm not talking because I've completely run out of things to say. I've noticed a pattern in the waveform in the files. Unless I get on a rant about something like marketing or stupid indie tricks or something, I don't. I kind of lose track. I gotta get ready for the... I got like 3 weeks before we have to go do this presentation in Grand Junction. And then a month beyond that, I've got to do the presentation. Where is it? I think it's down in Denver. I think it's at a hotel in Denver. The annual convention for the Colorado Gold Conference. I did have, I think I mentioned this before, I talked to the contest chair for the big annual conference that goes with the conference, the Colorado Gold contest. We had some amount of a heated discussion over who is eligible to submit to Colorado Gold. I wasn't the only one. There were several of us in the author group who were somewhat incensed that, yeah, you couldn't be published, but if you were self-published, it was okay. You could go ahead and submit your work to the Colorado Gold. I was like, well, wait a minute, hold on. Are we published or not? And what it sounds like is the organization doesn't think we are. And if that's the case, I'm pretty much done here. I don't want to belong to an organization that sees us as second-class citizens. I already belong to CIFWA. I haven't logged in over there for a while, too. I have to go back and check in. I used to check in every morning with the chat room on CIFWA. Check in with Aaron Hartshorn and Jeffy Kennedy. And I'd run into MCA Hogarth there. Michael Capobianco would show up most days. So we have a little coffee clutch there. I've been in for a while. I have to get back in the habit of spending a few minutes with them in the morning. That's always interesting. It's always fascinating. I really need to work on the Publishing Institute. Maggie wants to start a training course for authors to help them understand how indie publishing in particular works. But I want to have enough content to perhaps attract some of the trads who would maybe enjoy and benefit from being hybrid. Reality is, I keep saying, I really can't think of a good reason to be traditionally published. But that's largely because of my circumstances, largely because I don't have a book I can throw over the fence and shop around. I don't have a title I can risk waiting 3 years to get it published and then only collecting a few pennies every few months, because it's been traditionally published and just doesn't get any traction. It isn't something I can afford to do. But if I had a book like that, if I had a throwaway, if I had something that I was like, oh, okay, it's not part of any franchise, it's not part of anything I'm going to do anyway, it's I wrote it, but I'm not really invested in it. Here, take it. And the problem is that if it's a book that I wrote and I'm not really invested in, why would anybody else want it? That's sort of a catch-22 issue. I'm not giving them any Ishmael books. I'm already giving Podium the Ishmael books. Their new author liaison has already sort of fallen into the Podium problem. She sent me a notice a while ago. I asked about where the books were, because there should have been, Full Share should have come out this month. It should have come out in July. It isn't out. And so I wrote and said, what's the problem? I sort of expected it. I know at this point, I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Kafer has finished reading Owner's Share, which means he's caught up. They have all of my books now recorded that I have written that feature Ishmael Huang. So he's off reading a new book now, which is cool. But where are my books? What the hell's going on? So I wrote to her, and it was, they're redoing the cover art to make it more attractive to the audio market. Okay, fine. Whatever. Yes, they're different markets. Okay, rock on it. It's like covers. I'd really like to have better covers. I don't even know what a better cover would look like at this point. The Ryden covers were really good. I liked them a lot. I'm not going to be able to get Ryden covers back. I'm not going to be able to use those. I have to rethink them. I don't want people comparing the Ryden covers with spaceships on them to a new set of covers, particularly if the new covers with spaceships aren't as good or aren't executed as well. I have a hard time finding somebody who can execute spaceships as well as Michael J. Sullivan. So I'm sort of in a catch-22. I'm in a bit of a bind. I don't know quite what to do. The Japanese cover was spectacular. I loved it. Nothing to do with anything. A guy in what looks like a NASA flight suit standing at a gantry with a shuttle pointed into the sky. It's like, it's not exactly how we do it. But it's a beautiful cover. I love it. I'm not going to be able to use those covers. There's only the one. So far as I know, they haven't contracted for any more. My brief foray into international marketing has sort of fallen by the wayside. We'll see. Stranger things happened. Good morning. So we'll see how it works. I don't know. But yeah, they're going to redo the covers. If I like them, maybe I'll license the covers back from Podium and put them on the regular books. But they're basically saying was, these covers aren't really cutting it. We really need to have something that's a little more eye appeal. They may be working for you in ebook, but they don't work for us in the audio books in Podium. And it's like, well, okay, fine. We'll see how it works. So anyway, here I am. I am at the back gate. That's back gate, Mr. Culp, not bat cave. I kind of wish it was a bat cave, but it's back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.